call this meeting to order. Roll call.
Terry, not here. Ron?
Here.
Robert? Diane?
Here.
Karen?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
Joseph? Okay.
Now we'll begin by our guest answering this questionnaire that was sent
in. Oh, yes, David Bo, Citizen Bo. yes, I did fill out your questionnaire. It was a good questionnaire, but there are a lot of intangibles which are really difficult. We were
fantastic.
Chatting here before the meeting about some of those. And I know you're looking at salaries, one of the things that I must say I found very attractive after being on council 2 years, because I didn't take advantage of it, was the health insurance.
Mm.
My wife has MS, and we have really good coverage under my architectural practice, but the city's coverage was even better, really exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that I don't know how much discussion you've had about that, but that was the one benefit that when I was debating whether to run,
mm-hmm.
that actually came into the equation, you know, because it was so good, and she was able to get medications that a lot of other programs do not cover. So,
Dan, I thought it was one thing that was interesting for us as we had to make a decision about salaries without really understanding the work.
Right.
And it was just so we're kind of backfilling. Okay, well, so now that we've said what we feel is correct about salaries, what do you think these people do?
I was on the Planning Commission for 5 years, and I was on the Arts Commission 2 years, not consecutive. So I thought I knew what council members did.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know at all. And I think unless you sit in the seat, it's really difficult to understand just how much you take on responsibility far beyond what you think. As a planning commissioner, I took my work very seriously, but when, you know, the meeting was over, the packet was away, I was no longer on the planning commission. There were a couple times where you'd be pulled into discussions with council members, but for the most part, you had a very concise role. City council opens you up to everything, you know, from unions on one side and all the labor negotiations, mm-hmm. and all those things. It's the constituents, which as I was an at-large, so I didn't get as many constituents harassment questions mm-hmm. or concerns as the district representatives do. However, I'm going to more council meetings, neighborhood council meetings, that's the other thing. You feel obligated to, like I told all the neighborhood councils, I'll try to hit you once a quarter, and I didn't quite do that, but... and so it's just to, again, that was my own personal. So I guess the job really depends on how much you take the responsibility. If you just kind of coasted and went to the minimum meetings and just kind of rode the rails, I think it's different than when you really take it conscientiously.
What was your biggest surprise when you went on the council? You
said the biggest surprise, and I didn't help myself in this situation, but it's true. The minute I raised my hand and said the oath is that it seemed like 49% of the population thought I was a total schmuck. Idiot. Don't have any integrity.
So somehow your IQ dropped precipitously.
There is the belief that, especially because I got appointed, so who did I pay off? Conspiracies.
Wow.
And that's part of the problem I got into. I did have an ethics complaint 3 months in.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And the reason was because I thought everyone played things straight up, right? Yeah. And they don't. It's about appearances of things, not the actual... Mm-hmm. Not actually what fact is, mm-hmm. it's the appearance of fact.
Gotcha.
And that's tough. So that's that role, it's the hours. I think that's a lot of the questionnaire was like, how many hours?
And
I was on the Puget Sound Regional Council Transportation Policy Board,
mm-hmm.
Which is up in Seattle, which would blow one day one morning, a full morning, if not more, up in Seattle a month. And then you had your normal meetings, and then you have your night meetings. You're invited to a ton. Everybody who's doing anything from a benefit standpoint invites you. And then there's a kind of thought that you would donate to as well. So you write lots of checks. They might be only $20 or $25 or $50 because you're going to four this week. Mm-hmm. And some council members use that as a way of broadening their base mm-hmm. for future electoral, you know, mm-hmm. elections or positions. For me, I'm not a politician. And if you know my career, you'd say, yeah, that's true. I was an elected official. I'm an architect. That's what I did. Full-time architectural job. I own my practice 20 years on June 1st. So this was not my full-time job career. Mm-hmm. This was something I felt that an architectural's perspective was lacking on the council, and that was land use mm-hmm. is a lot of what the council does.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And most of the council knows nothing about land use.
Yeah.
And so that is a challenge. Did I appreciate the pay? Absolutely. To me, it was actually a pay cut. Because I bill out $165 an hour, and I worked it out one time. I was somewhere, depending on the weeks, making $12 to $14 to $18 an hour on the city council, not including benefits.
So, so the new minimum wage law will actually be...
They need to exempt the employer, though.
So that's, you know, I totally understand where you don't want to pay someone full-time, because if it's a full-time job, then to have term limits on a full-time job is somewhat silly because, you know, what are you going to do after 8 years?
Right.
Move to another city and get elected to the city council because that's your profession.
Right.
And most, you know, rise up through the different plan that they have and who's moving to what, who gets what seats open, blah, blah, blah. And I would say most of the council they do that. And a lot of their jobs are jobs that dovetail, you know, mm-hmm. With that kind of thing. For someone who's an architect, it actually hurts my profession. It actually, I think if I had already had you know, the years under my belt, it probably I would not have been an architect anymore. Because people, you can't do any city work. So many things you can't do. And any ethics complaint, mm-hmm. oh my gosh, oh wow. It's like, well, that architect's not ethical. Well, that has nothing to do with that.
Right. So I mean, you're tainted even if it's not legit, right?
Right. And even though I was cleared unanimously, so they proved without a shadow of a doubt I had no ethics. So
congratulations.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I have that. Right. But I mean, that is what's the challenge. Is I can see where it is that you don't want to make it so low that people don't take it seriously.
Right.
And one thing I totally missed when I got into the profession into the council seat was how much it matters sitting on the regional boards. I think Marilyn Strickland has done phenomenal on where she sits on the Sound Transit, Pierce Transit, Puget Sound Regional Council. Tacoma's at the table. You know, and we were the very few Pierce County elected officials to show up. Most of the others don't show up very
gotcha.
Few. And so when these issues are coming down, especially on funding, and you know, a bridge, we had one just before I left for the Puyallup River Bridge, and another one was going down in funding at Puget Sound Regional Council, and so I got prepped and everything, and so I spoke, you know, against the other one, but I had to say, you know, this is really awkward for me because Safe Tacoma will be the next one that we discuss, but I mean having that clout so that the chairs on these things know, you know, Ryan Mill's done an awesome job, Lauren Walker did a phenomenal job, so if you're going to do it, then you have to be knowledgeable. You have to read up on it. You know, you can't just show up.
Right.
You can't just show up. I think the council meetings, for the most part, unless there's a contentious issue, you can just show up. But you've done the hard work usually in the committee level. So you've kind of vetted things out through the committee level. That's why I think the show sometimes seems like, well, they just said, I, boom, off it went.
Right.
Because a lot of that work's already been done in the council.
Interesting.
One thing I couldn't say is that, and I already alluded to this in our preamble, was it's really hard on relationships to have a council member as a partner. I think, I don't know how many I've actually served with, but three or four have gone through divorce or are going through divorce after being on the council. One single, others are married with no children or grown children. So if you were going to say, who's the best candidate? It's someone who knows absolutely nothing about anything, so they can never be, you know, ethically charged about anything.
have no life.
Have no life. Don't have any kids, or if they are, they're grown, and have a really stable relationship or no relationship with someone. Because like I was telling Doris, you hear the news, you know, in the background, Tacoma, all of a sudden as a council member, you're running up saying what's going on. You're grabbing your Facebook or, you know, your computer to find out what's going on. Most people don't have that level of, like, what's going on and finding out about something. So
for me, you know, one of the things we struggled with was looking at the salaries of our council versus the salaries of other council members in council manager cities. And, again, this feels like this backfilling. Now we're trying to understand what the job is. And it's a struggle because it was trying to find the right level. It seemed, in comparison to other city council members in other cities, it seemed we were pretty high, quite high.
Especially for when you have a manager. You know, we have a city manager system here as opposed to a strong mayor system. Yeah. Yet we compensate the mayor quite well. The council member is quite high, too. In comparison, I actually pulled that sheet out. That was something we really did struggle with. We couldn't quite figure out why and how. Even though I know personally, I've seen a lot of council members and the mayor out in the community a lot, and I was generally aware of some of the roles that they played. And I don't know if these other, you know, maybe presumably given the salaries, these other, you know, other places, it's just not the same. But or maybe there's less of it. I don't know.
Yes, I think when you look at the scope of services that the city of Tacoma provides, and the fact that we are actually. The charter has been rewritten recently over TPU, and we have mental health programs, we have housing programs. Okay, I'm in Fife, I got roads, and I got police and fire. That's about it. Small park department. We don't have a housing program. We don't have a mental health program. We don't have... So when you look at, when you're comparing cities and what does the person do, I mean, there are some... council members who, you know, they're in other jurisdictions, their responsibility is really pretty small, and their budget is really pretty small. So if you're paying someone, you know, this is some of the things like TPU salaries, like, wow, that person's getting paid a lot, you know. They oversee $4 billion worth of infrastructure.
Yeah, it's market rate, buddy.
It's a little different.
So there's a reason he gets
so
paid the big
when
bucks.
You look at a city council member who are making decisions on, you know, not only the scale of things like the police force and the fire department, but when you look at all the different programs that are offered by the city of Tacoma, I think we offer more than the county offers. I really do. I mean, if you look at per capita, what the city of Tacoma offers as far as programs, it's quite, it is a full catalog of programs. And, the county just, I mean, if you want to see somebody who's overpaid, that would be the county council. Because of what they do, they mail it in once a week. And I think with the mayor, too, even though it's true the city manager, the city manager is in-house, and the mayor is the one who's out and about.
Yeah.
And I always make the analogy to Great Britain, that their head of state is the monarchy, and then they do the election for, you know, the parliament, they run stuff, and then the figurehead. Well, in the United States, we vote for a head of state every 4 years. And so when I go back to my first time election voted, Ronald Reagan was the consummate head of state. He's the actor, the cowboy, the big thing. Looked the part of the head of state, and I think a lot of people in the presidential election vote almost for that more than they do for policies and politics and all the rest of it. Well, that person looks good. You know, boom.
Right.
So the mayor, in a sense, is that head of city and takes that role out to, and, you know, is the point person. And, you know, I know Marilyn, and she says what she thinks sometimes before she's thought it through. And, but that's also one thing that I didn't imagine is that every word I said, now I had to think about what I was saying.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
In a public, or in an email, or in anything.
Yeah.
So it's like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. It's because I have a, if you already can tell, I've got kind of a bleak sense of humor. And so it's the things you can't say to a constituent, you know, it actually blew up because I was trying to make a joke. And it, it didn't work. It
felt something.
But I think it's difficult to find that sweet spot. I don't think that should be so much that someone can just be a city council member for 8 years, mm-hmm. because I don't think, I think it's good to have people who do other things. Mm-hmm. You know, Marty was a small retailer, and he brought that to, you know, Bill Evans, retailer, mm-hmm. bringing, I actually have a real job. So I used to say, oh, we have real jobs too. I know, but when you bring that to the council, I think you bring a much broader sense of what other parts of the council, not just the people who show up in the room. There's always this feeling that whoever packs the room should win the day, and you represent more than that.
Right.
You represent the entire city. So
now, is the mayor position, does Marilyn treat it as full time, or
yes.
she okay? Cause she doesn't work elsewhere, does she?
No, not that I'm aware of, and I don't know how she could. She is, I mean. She goes to these conferences. I think she just got elected mayor, because that's what, right when I came on. And she was at some conference of mayors, and she saw all the big boys going off, you know, Chicago, whatever. Mm-hmm. Where are they going? So she goes and follows them. And it was for a photo shoot out on some plaza where they had everybody, and they're lining everybody up. And they're like, who are you? She goes, I'm Marilyn Strickland, mayor of Tacoma. Oh, okay. And they just put her in the photo. Here's this photo with all the top mayors, and there's Marilyn Strickland. But that's, you know, boom.
Yeah.
I'm going to get in there. I'm going to, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yes, she's full-time. And I would say, you know, most of the council members, I think Lauren and I were probably the ones that saw had the most in common because we were both running a business. Hers a nonprofit. Mine was a nonprofit for a while. And I think we were both the head. She was the executive director. I was the owner principal. And I think there were times it was really challenging to balance those things.
Gotcha.
But that is what's nice about having 9 members on the council, including the mayor, is that you have people who can pick up slack when there's issues. I mean, Spiro Mantho had a quadruple bypass, you know, and we all said, Spiro, don't worry about it. You'll be gone 6-8 weeks. We'll just pick up the slack. So Lauren's husband passed away. Same thing. We just said, don't worry about it. We'll cover it. So there's things like that that also helps build camaraderie amongst the council members. Yeah, I'm good on time.
Okay.
So I don't know if you have any.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
It's good to see you. I apologize for being late, so I may be redundant in the questions, but we got our matrix, I guess, Friday, late Friday, and in reading it, what struck me is full-time job is what I've seen in it.
It's full-time expectations. So I think the expectations, again, it's up to the individual council member. Not to throw Spiro under the bus, but he did kind of mail it in the last couple of years. But I think I think some would say Spiro would always do that. I knew at the meetings and in our personal things, he was, you know, totally versed in the situation. But the expectations is this full time, and then that was me, you know. Every Sunday morning, I'd pull up my city email, see what's going on, you know, every morning or sometime during the day, and we were able to work remotely, you know, you really don't need an office or a staff or those kind of things, because I think city manager handles that really well. But that's, again, for me. Others spent a lot more time at City Hall
mm-hmm.
working on, you know, projects that they really wanted to work on. So, but yes, definitely has full-time expectations.
What did you think of the salary? too much, too little?
I was happy to get paid, and I mentioned this before, is the health insurance that after I was on 2 years, I then applied. Somehow I felt being appointed, you know, shouldn't hook onto the gravy train. And everybody can say, no, you're just like being elected. But yeah. Somehow I felt I wasn't because I was appointed. But the health benefits, the parking spot was really handy for me because I worked downtown and lived up at Wright Park, so I was able to keep my car in the city garage, yeah, safe and secure. But I thought that, and I already mentioned this, but my billing rate's $165 an hour, and depending on how I worked, you know, at the city, how many hours I was between $12, $14, and $18 an hour, depending on the workload. So, not including health benefits and the parking garage, those kind of things. But I know it used to drive me crazy that meetings always started late. So one time I sat down and figured out if I was late for the 5 minutes for every single meeting I did every 2 weeks and did that times, you know, the weeks in the year, times my 6 years, that the city owed me over $18,000 of lost billable time. And if that went to 10 minutes? a lot of times I would get frustrated that we're not starting, let's get going, you know, because I grew up on Lombardi time, which is, you know, if you're 15 minutes early, you're late. And so, mm-hmm, boom, that used to drive me crazy. But I can see the delicate balance and to try to make sure, as someone, if you've, I guess if you were looking at it from a financial standpoint, see, I didn't look at it that way. So yeah, that's tough for me because I had my full-time job. So to me, it's like, sweet, I get paid, awesome, you know. Yeah. It didn't really matter as much. Mm-hmm. It was nice. But it didn't. It wasn't a deciding point. There are members on the council now that I think this is the majority of their income. Yeah. So
I guess I'm trying to find that, and this is where we struggled. Is, you know, if although to say that we felt it looked on paper to be high, and yet we also don't want to devalue the work of the council. I mean, clearly there's a lot going on, and so it's again trying to find that the right level. Even if we feel like it's overshot the mark, we don't want to, you know, lowball it either.
Yeah, and I know when the appointment process came up that there were two spots open, there were over 40 people, I believe, that applied for those two, because mm-hmm, it was at large. Both of them were at large, so now the whole city's available. Mm-hmm. So there are those, especially from an appointment standpoint, there are more people who apply for an appointment than for
to election.
And I must admit, and I know this isn't really part of what you do, but you should know that when I was considering running for election, I met with two very experienced political campaign managers, mm-hmm, and they're saying, well, how much money can you raise? How much money can I raise? Mm-hmm. That shouldn't matter. They're like, oh, yeah, you're an at-large seat. You have to raise at least $45,000, and if you're in a contested race, it's probably over $80,000.
Oh, my gosh.
What? For city council? It's like, I've already been on 2 years. They're either going to say, you know, whatever. Yeah, right. And then they said, well, how good are you asking for money? I said, I'm horrible. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not good. Well, how about doorbelling? I said, I don't like it. I feel embarrassed. Interrupting people, you know, they're during their day. Well, how about phone calls? That's even worse. And they're like, how about yard signs? Oh, litter on a stick, you know. And so so they said it was a good thing I got appointed because I would never. So I would not, I never would have run,
yeah,
for the seat. I got appointed and I ran to be retained. Yeah. But if you out of the box said, hey, you're going to do this, I'd say, I'm not going to raise. I ended up raising $24,000, mm-hmm, and spent it all, you know, on different things, but not on signs or robocalls or anything. So you kind of look at it and say, really? I mean, you could go back and you could go to the, you know, public disclosure. What's it called? The campaign plea? PDC?
Yeah.
And you could look at what people have raised, you know, mm-hmm, and you'll be astonished. And a lot of them go, you know, in debt. I've had one call me who did not win. They're still trying to, you know, get out of debt from their campaign. Yeah. So,
But do they realize how much work they're getting themselves into?
No, they don't. Yeah. And this is my bigger picture. It's, and I don't, I hope I don't offend anybody, but I think a lot, like, I think Donald Trump loves to campaign and do that, but I don't think he'd want to be president. 2 weeks, he'd probably go, are you kidding me? I have to do what? I have to comply with what? You know, in that private world, to all of a sudden be, you know, and I think a lot of the people who run are like to campaign. Mm-hmm. And so they like that. They like getting out. They like doorbelling. They like that whole thing, the strategy of it and everything. But they almost prefer to do that than actually do the job. So
One of the things early on when we discussed on, you know, how to set a wage and whatnot, one of the concerns I had was, and maybe I'm being too altruistic about it, was the average person that may be engaged and knowledgeable and want to contribute, but they don't have the luxury of being a decision maker or principal at a, you know, maybe a firm. They might be working retail or something and have to give up that job to accommodate the different hours and flexibility of it.
Oh, that's a really good point.
Make it so that they can be engaged.
They can.
You know, if it's too low, you can't.
Well, and that's the thing. How many people can say, yeah, I can take every Tuesday off of my job? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. If you have this really flexible schedule, or if you're not driving the boat, right? You have to have whoever you're working for say, yes, this is very valuable, and yes, you're going to be, even when you're here, you're going to be less than full time when you're here because you're going to have all these other responsibilities and running out and all the things like that. So that's why you look at what other council members' jobs are. There are usually something where they're executive directors of something. I think we had three executive directors of nonprofits, Joel Lundgren's a real estate agent, so he's flexible. Anders is an appraiser, flexible. They can block out that time and then, you know, backfill. And so that is a really good point. If you're in a job that doesn't allow you to do that, you can't run for council. You can maybe do a neighborhood council. You can maybe be on the planning commission. Those things that are in the evening, yeah, I can do that. But, yeah, you wouldn't be able to do it. Mm-hmm. So you've said a whole group of us, whole group of the city, yeah, you can't. You can't be on city council. Mm-hmm. And with term limits, you're only going to be on there for a certain time, and boom, you got to go back. And if you did leave your job.
Mm-hmm. Pick your career up. And
yeah, how many have that flexibility to just say, yeah, well, 8 years. Well, you're missing out on 8 years of upgrades and, you know, everything that may require or certificates or things that...
Yeah.
Right. Could you say something about the relationship of a council member to the city manager? I know that, you know, the hiring, evaluating the city manager, and yet there's nine of you. What is that dimension? It seems a little odd to me how you know, you get the guy has nine bosses.
Yes. And he's got to please five of them.
Okay.
At any time, he has to make sure five aren't ready for, you know. So we did go through that process where we did not renew Eric Anderson's contract. And to me, that's the most important thing a city council member is do is has that. So who's coming to the table? How many have been employers or have reviewed someone on a job to see how they're performing? Mm-hmm. Again, you may not have that. I've never done that, and so here's the first time I'm doing that. I've done it a lot, and I'm a hard grader, so I was always the one maybe had the hardest, most being most critical. But I think that's a challenge. Joy does a wonderful job of distilling all these different comments that we're doing as our evaluation. But you know, I had many council members, past council members, come up to me after we did not renew Eric's contract and pat me on the back and say, way to go. Yeah. It's like, well, wait a minute. Why didn't you do it? You know? I mean, if you thought that needed to be done, why didn't you do it? And I think part of it is, and this is true, and I hope, you know, I don't get a call from TC, is that city managers and any position like that usually last as long as the people who hired them are still on the board. So they have about a 9 to 12 year existence because the people who hired tend not to fire. So I hire you for this job, mm-hmm. and 8 years later, I'm not. It's going to be very difficult for me to say, yeah, you didn't pan out. It's just human nature. I hired that person. So the way that's staggered with the city council, especially if people get reelected, you have about 8 to 12 years of, you know, and TC always said, I will serve as long as the council that hired me. And so, you know, after the next cycle, that'll be Anders, who actually wasn't on council, but they allowed him to vote because he was coming in, and Ryan. Hmm. That'll be it. There'll be only two people who voted to bring him on, because everybody else would be term limited and gone. Unless someone runs for scuttlebutt, if someone's going to drop out of city council so they can skip the, have the gap, and then run for mayor. But
well, how long has Victoria been on there?
She will be finishing her, yeah, I always get all confused. She must have 2 years left, or year and a half left.
Okay.
Yeah. So those that have been on that amount of time, if they want to run for mayor, which I think is a flaw in the charter, that you can't go from 8 years of city council to 8 years as mayor, because who are the most qualified people to be mayor?
Yeah.
Marty Campbell, Joe Lonergan, Victoria Woodards. They are the most qualified to be mayor, but the term limits say, sorry, can't do it.
And some of them have been deputy mayors, too.
Deputy mayor is more of, that one, you get a little bump. Yeah. Hey, that one you could look at and kind of go, well, you're fill-in, you're substitute mayor.
Yeah.
It's not that you run a couple meetings, and I had a few that were contentious meetings to run, but they kind of, everybody gives you a slack because, yeah, you're the deputy mayor. Looks good on the resume. Deputy mayor, wow. Yeah, they didn't give me a badge or anything. So good. But, yeah, these are good questions.
Counting up the hours, it seems like everybody's working 300 hours a week. I can't quite sort that. I'll have to spend more time with our server.
I think some people lump like a bunch of hours together and say for this task is this is what I do. They didn't necessarily break it down.
Right.
You know, for like city council meetings, prepare for, you know, they just kind of put it all in as one.
I think there were some comments in there to that effect. At least one of the council members said, I put it here and here.
It basically council runs on a 2-week cycle. So you got two council meetings, you've got two study sessions that you have pencil in. I was on three committees. I was on IPS, housing, neighborhood housing, and economic development. So that's three there. So that's kind of the minimum, is you got seven meetings that you know you're going to do. But I bet there's one or two in the evening that you're going to in that cycle, especially if you go to neighborhood councils.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on a regional body, that's another one. I served on Pierce County Regional Council as well. I probably had 12 meetings every 2 weeks. You know, so if you figure each meeting was at least 2 hours, not counting travel and all the rest of it,
mm-hmm.
so you're 24 hours right there. And then if you do go, I never only went on one conference that was paid for by grant funds, so I didn't have the city didn't pay any for it, and it was up in Vancouver, BC.
The international conference.
Yes, it was. Well, thank you. I'll have to use that. Yeah. Yes, but I never did that. Lobbying your federal representatives. I mean, they all have offices here, so I'd see Norm Dix here or Derek Kilmer. I mean, I'm good friends with Derek's wife, and so it's like I just see them here. I don't have to go there. But there is something about a whole group going there. Like with the firefighters when we needed to get that grant funding, or lately with the Eastside Community Center. You know, you have someone from the school district and Metro Parks and the city council going in to talk to your federal legislators and saying, this is really important. And Tacoma's done really well on that standpoint. So you look at that and say, well, how much money does that add up to? You know, these are people that are doing that, they're getting this for the city. Should we pay him on commission? No, that won't work. But in a sense, they're doing that. And staff, you know, if you see how much everything's backfilled with different funding mechanisms, things, you just look at it and go, wow. Because 2/3 of all the taxes we do go to police and fire.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yet we have all these other programs.
Right.
So.
True.
That's it. I'm done.
For now.
I've been released.
Yeah.
Well, I don't envy your position because I sit there and kind of go, I definitely think you should be on the lower side rather than the higher side.
Yeah.
As far as what where it sits.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, I also wish that the council voted. I mean, the council was made up of the mayor who's voted at large and the five districts that are voted at large, and the last three are appointments. Mm-hmm. Because it would take, I mean, you could say, oh, that would be horribly corrupt, but it gives position for someone who would otherwise would never run. It all of a sudden, like myself, I never would have run.
Oh, right.
And some my detractors would say, well, that would have been a good thing. But, yeah.
Well, it was striking to me when you said it's like basically you're right when you get appointed, you're immediately suspect.
Yes.
That's really something.
Oh, and just even the press, even the, and there were, Lewis Cam was a little bit more, to twist things a little bit more than Kate would be a little bit more. But even then, you know, you'd be misquoted on something or a quote would be cherry picked and you'd. What? I didn't say that. Well, wait a minute. Blah, 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 blah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay, I did say that. But you have to, you know, if you saw it in the context, then nope, it's now it's about actually making a fool out of you. Mm-hmm. My wife was an English major, and we actually got a great opportunity to live in London. And so we for a few years, and we saw lots of Shakespeare. And I would always come out of those Shakespeare, especially the tragedies, and go, there aren't people like that. There aren't people that just conniving and horrible and backstabbing. After 6 years on the council, I can tell you that that exists. And I'm not talking about council members.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about in the community,
all
the rest. I think social media has made that far worse
because
it's given basically the voice to the people who are really just love to troll and make, you know, things.
Anonymous, too.
Yeah. And so that was something I was totally unprepared for.
Wow.
So. But I don't know how you put a value on that. Or your relationship. Like I said, my wife and I are celebrating 34 years on Saturday.
Very good.
And
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. I know, but the last, I'd say the last 3 years have been as hard as the first three.
Hmm. Well, it definitely, this has really been helpful, David. I really appreciate it.
Very helpful.
A little more. What's the voice behind some of the.
Yeah. Well, and I don't have, I'm not part of the.
Yeah.
Click.
Yeah.
So
it helps. You seem smarter now than you did just.
That's what people keep telling me. Man, you look so relaxed. My blood pressure. I had my health thing today, and she was going, "Wow." But the people are phenomenal.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So especially the clerk's office.
And HR.
Of course. Okay.
Good.
This has been a great insight. Really.
Yeah. Look, I don't envy you trying to do this, but the voter said it sounds like a good idea. So.
That's right.
And here we are.
Yeah. In a winterless room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Good.
So good. Thank you, David.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
Safe driving back.
I'm off to my Knights of Pythias.
Oh, you are a Pythian.
I'm a Pythian.
Right?
Yeah.
They sponsored my baseball team from the time I was 8 years old until I was 12.
KOP.
Yeah.
And we're having a big poo-ha meeting with the Supreme Chancellor coming down from wherever the Supreme Chancellor comes down.
From a high.
From a high.
Yes.
So if you've never had a chance to tour the Knights of Pythias Hall,
yes, it's really
quite phenomenal. So.
On first night, they have...
We're trying to get it more open more often. It's on Broadway. So if you go to the Farmer's Market, just across from the theater on the square, you'll see a little neon sign that says
Knights of
Pythias. It looks like it came out of Europe someplace, but
it's pretty true.
It's pretty impressive inside. So.
Awesome.
All right, good luck. Keep seeing you, Joe.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
I'm hearing good news on the Fox, so
we're trying.
I know.
Bye.
Well, that was enlightening.
Yeah, it was.
Dave.
So now I believe we go back to the regular schedule of the discussion of the mayor and city council salaries. Do we do reading of the minutes?
Well, that's at the end, guys.
That's at the end, I'm sorry.
So pretty much I'm going to say that was our discussion of the mayor and city council salaries with the survey, as well as having David in. I'm not quite sure if you guys want to continue on talking about the survey or discussing a bit more after what David just
provided us, or...
Do we have clarification on the salary table? Are we all...
Yes, that was corrected on the chart that you have. I think the last time what happened is one of our HR staff didn't realize that the deputy mayor's salary is a little higher than the council members. And then, really interesting, she just chose one council member to happen to be the deputy mayor. Just if she chose someone else. So it's corrected down here, down below, because not other jurisdictions don't necessarily have a deputy mayor.
Right.
So we just noted it down there so that the Tacoma line is correct. The council member's salary is 44,782.
Yeah.
So that's the difference.
Hmm. We have no public to comment.
Other than ourselves.
No, I was glad that as many members did fill out the survey as they did. I'm not sure they were all filling it out with the same idea. You know, like you know, sometimes you got a big variation in hours, and so I think they were just counting things differently.
Yeah.
You know, or double. Like I guess one person said, you know, I was counting. I just put it in a few different places. So, so I'd probably take need to sit down and parse some of that stuff out, which I.
Yeah, and for me too. I think like this is a conversation we need to continue because I haven't had real time to digest the information. But I appreciate it. I mean, I did think they obviously took it seriously. They responded well.
Mm-hmm.
I do need. You know, it was striking that we are asking a lot of these people. I don't know. It's hard to know what. I feel like we're still looking, just scanning the numbers. Still, I feel like we made the right call. But I guess the question is for us this year. Actually, we have a year to sort out whether we want to make any adjustments to that.
One thing we were going to do for you is update this to 2016 numbers.
Yeah, great.
So we'll be doing that for you.
Okay. So I just need more time with the survey to see what it all means. Also, a lot of the acronyms I'm not familiar with, but that's okay.
I need to.
I wonder if any of the other salary councils, whatever the heck we're called, citizens commissions, have done surveys and to find out like how much their council members and mayors are actually working. Might be worth calling one or two of them to find out. I'm curious in terms of how many hours they put in, like in Spokane or elsewhere. Of course, Spokane's a mayor council situation. But.
Well, former council member Bo, maybe a good that might be easy data to get is what kind of budget are they dealing with?
That's true. Mm-hmm. It is very different. Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting point. I didn't understand the reference that the council no longer oversees. The power.
No, it has to do with they're overseeing the selection process for the head of the TPU, which is rather controversial.
It's not no longer. It's they are now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm still.
Yeah. No, that's historically the head of TPU has always been hired by the TPU board.
Gotcha.
Right. And now that, correct me if I'm wrong, that hiring is subject to approval by the city council.
Right, including when his contract expires and then they do his evaluation and reappoint, the council has to confirm it.
Oh, wow.
So that's brand new. Yeah. And that's coming up next year, I believe.
Yeah. Why would that be controversial?
Because a lot of people like their cable television.
Well, in hiring somebody for that kind of position is a very specialized position. It's not, and it shouldn't be. It really comes down to is do we want that position politicized or don't you? Mm-hmm. And there's a huge, big, significant fear that by having it subject to council approval, who can let's face it. There's all these people who may have their own personal things and issues. It'll be seen with the click process. Should it be subject to that? Or do you want to hire somebody who knows how to handle $4 billion worth of revenues?
Big business,
So aside from updating this with the 2016, do you want us to find out the budget just broadly. I know that it can be complex, but if not,
you're sure just like the overall budget that they, yeah.
You could do that. Yeah.
I think that would be helpful.
Thanks.
Be give us a good frame of reference. This comparison to Fife makes sense. I mean, but I don't think we have Fife on here, do we? I hope not.
No.
Yeah. Or Bozart Village, that would always be a good one too.
That's a cute little place.
That's true.
Definitely Spokane, since it's, we're kind of about the same size. Right. So
yeah, population.
Yeah.
I think we're still the third largest city.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Third largest. Budget. Second largest, though, in the west side.
That's true.
And I think Tacoma was ahead. The advantage Spokane has, so they can still annex territory, and that's what they did, and that's how it got.
That's correct. Kind of
There's still room for it to do that. We really don't have room.
No, not anymore since University Place.
Yeah,
and Lakewood. And everything.
We see annex for Crest. That would be cool. Just to take on. Sorry.
There's been discussions about whether the city of University Place has been regretting breaking, you know, coming its own.
The recent parks thing.
Yeah. So,
maybe the city of Spokane, Vancouver has a similar population.
We should be pretty relatively. I mean, the budgets are all pretty.
Just to see, because we're nosy.
Yeah.
I think we can easily get population, though, for the cities.
Yeah. Good population and budget would be...
I mean, population and budget.
That would be great.
Yeah, but we have population.
You guys, I have to run out to another meeting.
Thank you, Karen.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. You guys, too, and I'll see you at the next meeting.
All right.
It's good seeing you. Have a good meeting.
Thank you.
I know I'm the only one, but I don't know.
What?
I almost think that it, from what I'm seeing so far, that it was kind of in the originally priced right. The salaries.
Yeah, sorry.
The salaries. I haven't totally digested, you know, what was sent on Friday, but I did go through it once, and it just seems like they're doing a lot.
Yeah. And I think, you know, as he indicated, it can be somewhat council member specific. Some do more than others, but I think, you know, when you're compensating them at the level, there's sort of, I think, a level of expectation that they should be doing more.
Well, that's true. At this price, we should.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of responsibilities. As I said, they do have all these committees and various things that they do have to cover. I mean, with representatives, so. And we can't, in our position, do anything about the fact that you really, because of the nature of the meetings and stuff, are you have to have enough control over your own schedule in your own job. Yeah. You can't have perhaps your typical 9-to-5 job.
If you're running for council, you have to know that. I mean,
That's not, you know, that's something that we can do anything about, quite frankly. But we can recognize the time and efforts. The people put into it. Mm-hmm. I do know Maryland is all over the place, it seems, the whole time.
I think it's also, I appreciate what David said about, you know, you still want to, you don't want to overcompensate. You want people who have a connection outside of the city government.
Right.
That's obviously what you're buying, is that, you know, those multiple perspectives based on, you know, where they're coming from. So I think that's still, even though it's a kind of maybe a little bit of a contradiction, even though it is, we want to compensate at a part-time level. I get that there's full-time demands on some people.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it still doesn't make sense to for me to create an incentive for people to give up outside employment in order to do this.
Well, I found it really interesting when he said, when he actually did figure out what his hourly rate was. I mean, that's very telling.
Yeah.
That he's, you know, between $12 and $15 an hour. That's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, something signed up for.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, you know, I don't think he was complaining per se, but that, you know, you don't want it so that people are, you know, getting $5 an hour for really important work.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that...
All right. Will.
I believe that we are headed to adjournment.
Go ahead, approve minutes.
Do you want to approve the minutes?
Yeah,
sure. Oh, so, for a public comment, there's no one here. And then, yes, so approval of the minutes. Did you guys get a chance to review the minutes in the email from Friday? So we actually have two, one from the one from the last meeting and the one prior to that in December.
I move approval of the December 1st, 2015 meeting.
Mm-hmm. Was I at that one?
I was. You were.
Okay. Because I don't want to make a motion of.
You're right, Blake, but that's okay. It still works.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for the December 2015 meeting and the. What's the day on the last one?
April 18th.
And the April 18th, 2016 meeting.
Okay. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
And then I guess the last thing on our agenda is, Terry, I wanted us to review the future meeting days. One last time. So I did update our website as well as sent out a special notification out to the press. Mm-hmm. Our next meeting will be Monday, August 22nd. It will still be at 6 o'clock, and following that would be Monday, November 14th.
Good deal.
So we're still good on that.
Sounds good.
Perfect. And I think that is it. Ron?
We move for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Anything is a turn.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for getting David here. That was really, yes. It was really helpful.
It really was.
Well, can you say this
before?
It was very willing to come in.
Yeah, he had offered early on, I think, as I recall, to come.
All right, folks. Oh, this week, I.